humans are more alike than different. But small biological distinctions can exert huge health influences. In part one of a two-part series, Nicholas Gerbus of KJZZ's Arizona Science Desk explores the growing importance of biological sex in biomedical research.
With the rising interest in personalized and precision medicine, medical science has been increasingly waking up to the need for more comprehensive research into biological differences between the sexes.
There are a ton of sex differences in terms of at least outcomes and incidence of a variety of diseases, cancer, other diseases, particularly in neurological diseases, and also in autoimmune diseases.
Kristen Swanson of Mayo Clinic Scottsdale specializes in imaging and modeling brain cancers like glioblastoma. She co-authored a paper with Michael Behrens, director of Phoenix's Translational Genomics Research Institute.
What makes a good outcome in a female with a glioblastoma looks like it's different than what leads to a good outcome for a male with a glioblastoma.
Glioblastoma is an aggressive cancer affecting the brain's scaffolding cells. Males develop the disease more than 1.5 times as often as females, but females have twice the survival rate under standard care.
Males would respond and then they'd recur and kind of grow right back, whereas females kind of held on to their response longer.
There seems to be a fundamental biochemical basis in which the tumors are different, so that's fascinating.
One possible explanation lay in different gene activity at work in males and females. In the male cancer cells, genes prioritized rapid reproduction. In female cells, they maximized invasion. Differences appeared in imaging as well.
Just look at the tumor, and you don't know the sex of the patient. You can predict whether that's a female or a male, just from the image of the tumor.
Autoimmune diseases present other stark differences. Arthur Arnold's lab at UCLA studies male and female biological differences.
Some of the most striking sex differences are in diseases such as lupus, which occurs in women about 9 times more often than in men, or in multiple sclerosis, which occurs in women about 3 times more often than men.
Research has revealed sex differences in the prevalence, progression, and prognosis of cardiovascular disease, stroke, and Alzheimer's disease, among others. Louise McCullough is chief of neurology at Memorial Hermann Hospital System in Houston.
You'll never understand the disease in men or women unless you understand the disease in both men and women. You just won't understand it, and you won't be able to target effective therapies.
For example, females develop MS at higher rates, but males with MS often experience faster and worse progressions. Sex-linked hormones, like estrogen, offer partial explanations.
Men have strokes a little bit earlier because we think during most of the lifespan, women are at lower risk of stroke because they're protected a little bit by estrogen.
Yet females have strokes and develop glioblastomas decades after menopause causes hormonal declines.
There's a lot of biology underlying what could explain this, and it's not hormonal differences that seem to be the primary indicator that explain it. Hormones don't seem to be the big answer.
Additionally, metabolic diseases might respond to sex-based differences in metabolism. Environmental factors, too, play a role. Males, who smoke more than females, also develop lung disease more often. That said, researchers can control for such factors in the lab.
Because the environment of mice it can be controlled, we usually try to take out as much of the environmental influence and environmental difference between males and females as possible.
That leaves biological factors, in particular, sex chromosomes and the genes they contain.
Gonadal hormones, although they may have some impact, you know, changing the genetic repertoire, the epigenetics or something, it's probably something else, maybe sex chromosomes. We actually think it's sex chromosomes.
Females generally carry 2 X chromosomes, a fact that confers an advantage in immunity but a vulnerability to autoimmune diseases. Research also shows that psychological health has a strong impact on stroke and dementia.
Females are particularly vulnerable to it. In the lab, we found that the detrimental effects of isolation affect both sexes, but they affect females more. And we don't know why that is.
Beyond Y and X chromosomes could lie an X factor. One or more subtle biological differences evolved perhaps to cope with environmental pressures. Too many unknowns remain to say for sure, but research must fill in those blanks before medicine can become truly personal and precise. Nicholas Gerbus, KJZZ News, Phoenix.